This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Who knew that a donut could break up a marriage, maybe? Very well may. I'm assuming that this couple was married.
You ever had someone mess with your donut on a Saturday morning?
Oh.
Try it once.
The hell of a thing, Allie. It wasn't even over a literal donut. There was no donut involved. It was all over how the word donut is spelled.
Stop it.
This couple was arguing.
Wait, that's an argument?
What? This was a literal argument I saw happening. So I'm sitting.
Well, then they're too dumb to be married as it is.
Yeah, right?
Sorry.
They had already been having some drinks, all right, because this was about halfway through the Packers game yesterday. I was at a bar watching it.
Okay.
Southridge Mall. And I see that this is couple over sitting by the exit. They keep pulling people to the side as they're trying to leave. And they're asking them a question. I'm like, why do they keep stopping people? So I asked the server, I go, what's going on at that table? The couple's arguing, they're talking to other people, they're pulling people to the side, asking them questions. They go, they're arguing over the spelling of the word donut. Because the way it's spelled on the bottle of beer that the guy ordered, it says D-O-N-U-T. But the wife was convinced, swearing up and down. She's an English teacher. No, it's spelled D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T. They have it spelled incorrectly on the bottle.
What?
And he was like, no, that's the way it's spelled. You can spell it either way. And she was like, no, it's wrong. It's dough as in D-O-U-G-H. This is what they were arguing about.
Uh-huh.
And I saw several times the man scoff off, and then the woman would, she would scoff off and like
Yikes.
Look at something on her phone. Why was this brought to such? Why was that such such an insane argument? And I don't think there's a difference, honestly, because I looked it up and you can spell it either way.
Oh, but
it doesn't
when you
matter.
Look it up and you say, "How do you spell donut?" It comes up D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T.
It does?
Yeah.
Then
I
maybe
put
she
how
was
do
right.
you spell donut, and I spelled donut D-O-N-U-T.
Uh huh.
And it comes up donut. So maybe the English teacher was pissed because she was right.
Right.
I was gonna say she's a dummy English teacher, but maybe we're all dummies and no
maybe
wonder
we are.
She
Seriously.
Wouldn't let it go. Because think about if somebody tries to tell you something about your job.
Yes.
And you're like, don't try to tell me that you know more than me about my job,
just,
right?
Uh-huh.
In fairness, you'd be like, step.
I remember her saying the words, I'm an English teacher, I know what I'm talking about.
Why didn't they just freaking Google it?
I
like
think
everyone
they were.
Else.
But still, the guy would not believe it because it was printed on his beer bottle. He was like, no,
then why is it spelled this way on the bottle? Why is it spelled D-O-N-U-T on the bottle?
And I thought I was joking at first, but it got pretty heated. And I don't know what happened after this couple left.
Bro.
But I'm concerned about
Listen
the state
to this.
Of the
world. It says donut, D-O-N-U-T, is an Americanized shortened version
okay.
of donut that isn't correct.
All
but
right.
it is much less common. I see donut more than I see donut with a Oh, D-O-U-G-H.
I do too. I see the N-U-D-O-N-U-T. I see it shorter like that.
All the time.
When Dunkin' was Dunkin' Donuts, now just Dunkin'. It
D-O-N-U-T.
Was D-O-N-U-T.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Honey Dip Donuts, D-O-N-U-T-S.
That's
right?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are also spelled the D-O-N-U-T-S. So
it's not his fault.
Right?
It's Honey Dip and Dunkin' Donuts' fault.
Yeah, damn
right?
it.
But I hope that if that couple is out there right now, I hope that you sowed those oats and you got that argument settled.
Well, Starbucks is the basic bitch. Let's see if they spell it right.
Starbucks?
See how good you are.
Does Starbucks?
Oh, they spell it with a D-O-U-G-H.
Oh, maybe Starbucks is the end-all be-all. They should be. Who knows?
Oh,
donut,
man.
Donut. They're both delicious, no matter what way you spell it, really.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.